This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. California love. California.
Knows how to party. California. Knows how to party. In the city. Wiggy Pizza Bus playlist.
Yes.
That's Tupac.
Happy birthday, cuz.
Oh, how old would Tupac have been today?
Not would. Tupac is 50 today.
You're not one of those people who
He's out there. I saw him at the Celtics game several years back.
You did?
Yeah.
You have good seats?
I think he did.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him at the game.
I think that was Jerry.
Was he on the ice with Whitey Bulger in Vancouver one year ago?
I keep hearing you mention that. Is that legit? Was he actually at the game?
Yes.
Really?
He had told people close to him. I think he wrote it in one of the letters that he and Catherine Grieg had traveled to Vancouver to watch the Bruins win. Game 7. Was that game 7 of that series?
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah.
Well, they had all that money in the walls in their apartment in California.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the 60 Minutes on the woman in Iceland who called and figured out that was, or gave the tip that found Whitey Bulger?
Yes.
It is awesome.
It's excellent. Where do you think Tupac is?
I'd say Maldives.
Okay.
I think he's somewhere. Yeah.
We've lost wings to the Maldives.
No,
the rest of
man.
Today.
If you got, like, listen, there's been, you know, like, there's been sightings of Pac all over. Like I said, several years back, I saw him at the Celtics game.
Yeah.
But that's the one place I don't think they, you know, I don't think many people are going to look for you there. The living is great.
Yeah. Wait till they have the Olympics in the Maldives. Then you'll have an orgy and you'll be in the Maldives. I mean,
imagine that.
Do the Maldives send a lot of athletes to the Olympics?
I don't know. Is that Thailand, right?
I believe it's Thailand.
Thailand. So how does Thailand, maybe they do good in like swimming because they got all that water out there. Uh-huh. But I guess giant orgies. That's what I heard in the Olympic, what do they call it? What's the village called?
Idiot.
Olympic Village.
Oh, it's Olympic Village.
Yes,
that's what's another
Olympic
name for
village.
It.
Yes, that's
imagine those orgies. Wow.
We go live to the Village Idiot here. And
well, that's your, like, think about it. That's your chance. You know, you've never, you know, met so many people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've ever met a Russian. So imagine you're out there and you're, you know, you're an Olympic athlete and boom, and there's like a Russian gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, okay.
Now, if Tupac wins Vax-a-Millions, will he go pick up the prize himself, or will he have somebody go for him?
Dre will go get it. Yeah.
And then give half to the wife.
And Wiggy, I think you might be right. This is a couple years ago, ABC News in L.A., I believe. They have 22 documented sightings of Tupac.
Told you.
Since his death in 90, or since his alleged death in 96.
One was at the Celtics game.
This is Maria. From Watertown, the great Maria from Watertown. Hello, Maria.
Hello. How's everyone doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Wiggy, I might actually get revaccinated just to put my name into that lottery.
Right.
And when,
well, yeah.
When I win it, I'm sharing it with the Twitch family.
Okay. Oh, wow. I believe the more times you get vaccinated, the more chances you have to win.
That's what that is. Funny how that works, right, Greg?
Like buying more lottery tickets.
Jesus. I can't even begin with the back-ass nature of this Commonwealth anymore. It's just kind of goofy, but, you know, it is what it is. Nothing we can do to change it, right?
Well, listen, I got to tell you, if you don't like it here, you're in the minority, because there's a new national survey that Wallet Hub did that determined Massachusetts is the number two state in the country that most people would like to live in.
Wow.
Number two out of all the 50 states.
What's number one?
Oh. You want to guess?
Oh. It totally negates that, because it means the list is wrong.
I'm going to say Florida.
It's not Florida. I would have thought it was the anything goes state of Florida as well. It's not Florida.
Yeah, it's usually like Utah.
Yeah. Really? I'm thinking someplace nice, warm
Hawaii.
Beaches, no taxes.
Nope.
It was number one until I booked my
Texas.
Trip.
Nope.
Damn.
It is New Jersey.
Really?
I mean, come on.
Yes. Is this the bottom of the list?
Another... Oh, I'm not even going to say. Hey, I just have a quick comment on the Cam Neely conference yesterday.
Yeah,
just did anybody find it kind of like head-scratching that the only two players he referenced by name as part of this core were Marchand and Bergeron?
Are you talking about not
and
Tuukka?
Not Krejci and Tuukka, right. Yeah. I just found that a little... kind of head-scratching, and I don't know if it has anything to do with their contract status, perhaps, but I just found that a little bit, like, you know, things that make you go, concerned.
Well, I mean, one is the captain of the team, mm-hmm. and the other is, you know, in my opinion, a top five player in the NHL. So I understand what you're saying. To me, the interesting thing is that Cam Neely said yesterday that those guys want to run it back for one more year. Now, does that mean that they're done after 1 year, or is Cam talking figuratively? What's your opinion on that, Maria?
Well, I think the leash is getting shorter with this core. And while I applaud the sense of loyalty that Cam is showing to particular players, because I think that's sorely lacking in sports, just sometimes I'm wondering, is it a little bit, I don't want to say misguided, but, you know, I think it's time to really start doing and looking at what's in the best interest of the future of this team. And I'm not saying get rid of either of those two guys, because I want to see them.
Well, Wiggy is.
Stay in a Bruins uniform.
Wiggy.
For the rest of the roster, you got to take a cold, hard look.
Wiggy is suggesting mm-hmm. that now is the time to
capitalize.
To trade Bergeron.
You know how many pieces you could get for Bergeron that might not only help you with next year, but even years to come?
That is just blasphemy to me.
Why? Now I know Brady didn't get traded, but if Brady could go somewhere else and play, I feel like anybody that puts on any jersey on one of these four sports teams, or even the Revolution, and you want to throw them in there.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the Rev.
Can go anywhere else and play. Like, this whole thing, like, we've seen this movie, and Curtis is right. We've seen this movie, and we know the outcome. How many times do we have to watch the movie over and over and over and over again to go, well, we kind of know what's going to happen. Like, this is what's going to happen with Bergeron and Marchand and, you know, everybody else. Like, we've seen this movie.
And sequels usually suck.
What is what's going to happen? They're going to retire as Bruins?
No, they're not going to win a cup.
They're not going to win a cup.
Yeah.
Right.
So they were one win away.
Three years ago, they were one win away.
Okay, so
same group.
They won a cup, minus Tuukka. This core, 2011, won a cup. Yeah.
So the Celtics won a championship in 2010.
Okay, but the Celtics haven't been back to the finals.
Oh.
The Bruins have.
Oh, so that's what it is. So you've been back to the finals twice. So now, like, Curtis makes up a great point. So, hockey guy, we give out trophies for going to the finals?
Wow, must be nice.
I love the Patriots, and I think you all know that. And when they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants the second time, everybody was like, oh, bring the crew back. Welker will catch it next year. Like, right. They changed their team because it wasn't good enough. Yet somehow, the most passionate fan base in Boston is right. content with not mediocrity, but without winning.
Right. What do they say about the 2000 and the 07 team? How great season. Oh, they went all the way to the Super Bowl, and guess what? They almost won it.
David Tyree really did a great job. Nothing we could do there.
So trade Marchand for a draft pick. That'll go over well. That'll be real popular.
Just rebuild. No, I didn't say a draft pick. That's where I said maybe you trade a guy like Bergeron for two or three players that potentially could maybe turn in all-stars. So, and we do this with the Patriots. We sat there, and anytime you bring up 07 – it wasn't about that almost being an undefeated season and a great season. It was a disappointment.
What is your guess at why Taylor Hall came here and was a completely different player?
I think it's the atmosphere and the chance of winning.
Atmosphere and the chance of winning.
Yes.
And who is that on? Who's the leader when it comes to that?
I think it's on the team and the organization.
It's on Bergy.
Okay. So he came here because of Bergy.
No, he came here and was a different player because of players like Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand.
With all due respect,
it's Bergeron. What is it?
That is an indictment on Hall more than it is a great moment for the Bruins. That showed that he was totally dogging it where he was. But secondly, Curtis,
wouldn't you dog it if you were in Buffalo?
I've never dogged it. I worked hard with Jerry and Mutt. But the issue here is that think back to the Red Sox in 03, Wiggy, mm-hmm. when Boone hit that grand slam where people were saying, oh, just one out away, they could have pulled this off. It would have been a great year. No, they changed the whole roster. And then in 04, when they weren't winning at the clip they wanted to, they traded Nomar Garciaparra.
Right.
And then they won a World Series. Did people think Orlando Cabrera was a better talent than Nomar?
No, but
they won.
Here is what Bruins president Cam Neely said yesterday about running it back.
I can tell you this. I know that Marsh and Bergy, understandably, would like us to take another run, which, if we get the pieces signed that we'd like to, I think it's worth taking one more shot at it here, depending on what we can do on the back end as well. Tuukka is up in the air with his surgery, so we'll see where that goes. But, we're pretty confident in our goaltender with Jeremy Swayman and also Vladar. I mean, haven't seen enough of Vladar, but Swayman gave us a little bit of a taste of what type of goalie he could be in the National Hockey League, so we feel pretty comfortable starting the season with him.
See, and listen to that. Cam's telling you something.
What?
But you ain't hearing it. Cam is telling you that Bergeron and Marchand are on a different page than the front office people.
Yes, the different page is that they are signed to contracts.
No. He said that Bergeron and Marchand said to them, we'd like us to run it back. Basically going to them, hey, I know this window's closing, Cam, and you might be looking to ship one of us out of here, but hey, let's run it back one more year because I think we can do it. Oh, but it depends on what we do on the back end. Right? So I even think Cam's telling you that they don't feel like with this group they can win a Stanley Cup.
Did anyone else hear that whatsoever?
Nobody heard that. They want
Did
to sign
you not
all these guys.
To it?
They want to sign them all to a discount.
They want to be able
Curtis,
to sign.
You're the hockey expert.
Yes, sir. What's up?
When you heard that, did it sound like Cam was on board with this core and this core could win a championship in that audio?
Yes, it did.
I heard a guy that said, I need to change things up a bit around here.
That's what I heard.
I mean, to be clear, I didn't listen to it. But
no, but it
got to be.
But if you listen.
You can get Krejci. Let's say you get Krejci. For four and a half.
Okay. For one year, four and a half.
For whatever. He probably wants a little bit of security. How old is he? 36?
34, 35, something like that.
So you get him for a couple years.
Okay.
Krejci's 35. Bergeron turns 36 in July.
Okay. So we get Krejci for another 2 years.
You get Hall for six.
Six a year?
Six a year.
For just 1 year?
He probably wants
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get Tuukka at four and a half or something like
that. Okay. For two or 3 years?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we are bringing the same cast, and you're basically doing the same movie we just saw.
Yeah, the same cast that got you to the Stanley Cup final a couple seasons ago.
No, the same cast that got you bounced in the second round.
well, you're not dealing with Carlo or Miller that are injured, the two of your key defensemen. So, and your goalie is not playing with a torn labrum.
All right, so can you guarantee me, Greg, that
how many excuses do you just regurgitate about this?
Wiggy wants to run Cam Newton back into the year.
Listen, I said Cam Newton for 1 year. Right? For 1 year, and if it's not working out, you go to the young kid. Can you
1 year. 1 year deal, Krejci, Hall. Bring him back.
But you still can do those things and then move on from a guy like Bergeron and maybe get your three all-star caliber players to add to your Krejci.
Three all-stars for a 36-year-old with 1 year left on his deal?
I said three all-star caliber players.
What kind of trades are you pulling off?
All-star caliber. They might not be all-stars yet, but maybe they're young
14
guys.
14 years old?
What's Bergy making? Like $5 million? I mean, what a value that is.
I think
he's
like $6 million.
He's on an old deal. Mm-hmm. Charlie Coyle is probably making more than Patrice Bergeron.
We can all agree that if they could get rid of that contract, it'd be good, right?
You can't even trade him.
I mean, I know he's a local kid. He's from Peabody, but like, I really think that you could be able to move that contract.
You can't even trade him. You're stuck with that deal. This is Steve from Fall River. What's up, Steve?
Oh boy, I'm on NHL Reference looking at Patrice Bergeron's career, and I don't want to spend my whole time. I'll call you another time about that, Greg. I suggest you go look at it and see how pedestrian his scoring numbers are.
Oh my
and
how, God!
How worse they get in the playoffs.
I can't.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna move on from that.
I can't.
I know you can't because you don't want to deal with reality. But 1 year left, one time to bring people back. You're taking Cam Neely a little too literal. There's no way they're going to get. First of all, Tuca, forget Tuca. He had his 1 year. It was this year. His contract's up. Goodbye. There's nowhere to go with him. We know what he is. Let's get to the next guy and let's move on. We know what Bergeron is. We know what Marchand are. If it's 1 year because they want to retire, give them what they want. Taylor Hall, you're not going to get the guy for 1 year. He's 31, 32. There's no reason he's going to play on a one-year deal. Sign him to something reasonable, and if you only want him for 1 year, at the trade deadline, two or three seasons from now, there'll be somebody looking for a Taylor Hall. They will pay you for him. You will not be stuck with him. He won't be Kemba Walker. So that's the way they got to get it there. Now, you did the dumbest of the day, and you picked this guy out who was picking on Bill Belichick. By the way, you don't have to go far to look for him. I've been picking on Bill Belichick right here in your own backyard on your show. Now, Odyssey is part of you guys, right?
Yeah.
This idiot, Chris Sims, is getting a paycheck. He put Brady at number 10 in talent for this upcoming season. He wasn't the dumbest of the day? That wasn't the dumbest of the day.
I think Wiggy brought it up.
Did you miss that?
Wiggy hates the quarterback.
Did you miss that?
The quarterback.
No, but I mean, think about that. This guy is
Steve.
It's
the most ridiculous
magnitude.
Yes, we should have spent an hour on another quarterback ranking preseason.
I mean, Chris Sims.
No, but that should have, Greg. That should have been the dumbest of the day.
Okay.
Now, when you pick on the guy that complained about Bill Belichick, you make it seem that he's looking at just last season. Not that Bill Belichick has 8 seasons without Tom Brady, which is what this guy didn't say that you know he was talking
Steve,
about.
Steve, I would suggest.
He's not looking at 1 season, Greg. He's looking at 8.
Okay.
He has 8.
I gotcha.
Coaching careers.
I would suggest that breaking up the best line in hockey is the dumbest of the year, which you and Wiggy are suggesting. But go ahead.
Trade
Patrice Bergeron.
That's only because
your captain.
We know you're on the books for the Bruins. We know you're dying to go to lunch with Cam.
Did I get a single ticket?
When are you going to take me to lunch?
Did I get a single ticket to a playoff
Gregory,
game? Did any one of those?
Sweeney used to come on AAF all the time. We had
Don Sweeney listens to this show every day. Do you think the guy gave me one freaking ticket to a game?
We had sipping.
1% is struggling too. Jeez,
I mean, how about that?
Sipping wine with Sweeney's on Tuesday.
Where was the Vax lottery for Bruins tickets? So I could have got a vaccination and a ticket. I got nothing.
Danielle, remember how much Sweeney used to come on the show all the time. Sipping syrup with Sweeney.
We'll get rid of the best overall player in hockey, The best.
Wait a second. I didn't say get rid. I said get rid of
the best face-off guy in the NHL. Wiggy wants to get rid of him tomorrow.
I didn't say.
Hey, thanks, Patrice.
I didn't say get rid of.
Thanks.
I didn't say get rid of the best overall.
Don't let the door hit you on the way.
No.
But you can.
I didn't say get rid of the best overall player in hockey because I didn't say get rid of Marchand. I said get rid of Bergeron.
Okay.
You get rid of Bergeron, and then who knows what you get back from that. Maybe you get three pieces that you can build this team around. And so now you go from not just being a team that can win next year, but maybe the year after that, the year after that, and the year after that.
Okay.
Can I just do one quick note in defense of the show?
Yeah.
It's now just sort of understood that Chris Sims is dumbest of the day emeritus. Like, he's already really dumb. If we actually did it, it would be him every day.
All right. Well, you got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Window World of Boston. Whether you need a new roof, replacement windows, or even new siding, do what Lou and Christian did. Call Window World of Boston today, 800-NEXT-WIND, windowworldofboston.com. All right, we're late. Minicamp day 3 today. 10:30 practice, you know that. Final day yesterday, Mac Jones reportedly the most impressive. Wiggy, Cam afterwards said all the right things. He's not driven by them drafting Mac Jones. He's all on board. Stephon Gilmore a no show. Belichick admitting he's not going to see him. We had Ian Rappaport on the show earlier. He said basically it's too early to worry. Right, they're still working things out on this, and his quad issue is still there. Red Sox win last night. They blew a couple leads, but they do hang on 10-8 in a wild one. Alex Verdugo, the hero, 3-run homer late. 8:20 first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And Greg is very outraged at the new guidance, baseball guidance, cracking down on foreign substances. Big story.
Can you explain to me why Major League Baseball coaches are still wearing masks?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Alex said the old school blue one on, too, yesterday. The disposable.
There's 30,000 people at Fenway breathing.
Where do you think they hide the spider tech?
Think that's stupid? Watch the NBA. The head coach is not wearing a mask, but every assistant is.
I know. Optics, Wiggy. It's optics.
And then, like you said, the 18,000 in the arena are not wearing masks.
It's optics.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back to more. The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All the chin tins. And all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be?
Coming up during the 9 o'clock hour and every hour thereafter, another chance to win $1,000 cash. So 9:10, 10:10, 11:10, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way up until 6 o'clock. And a 781 texter says that Triggered Greg is better than Triggered Curtis. I don't know that right. I would agree.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
True. I agree.
I object.
Talk about the Bruins. You'll get Triggered Greg all the time.
Oh, yeah, no, because I'm on the payroll over there. I'm working PR for the Bruins.
I would hope you're getting paid for the defense you give them every morning.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to be on payroll. That's the problem.
Really?
Cam.
Yes, yeah.
Cam, right. What's up with lunch, Cam?
No. Yeah, that's it. On the payroll. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening, Derek?
Hill Dog, they haven't heard Hillman rage yet. Wait till you get to that point, then these people have something to worry about.
That is correct. Yes, I haven't gotten into rage form yet, full rage form.
So I want to, you know, spin it back to my buddy Kenny, if I could.
Yes.
And his little spin rate. And I heard Lou on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And the big factor that they have left out of their little geeky nerd, you know, explanation that these people rolled out was the fact that location, Ken, the more they spin the ball, the harder it is to locate. Therefore, the glue is what's saving the location, my friend.
Well, that's not what the stats show. Yeah. Hit by pitches.
No, the stats don't mention location, do they? What are all the players saying right now is the reason they're getting walloped? We're not putting the ball where we were before. Location, my friend, has gone away.
Hmm.
Therefore, you got beer league softball over at the old ballpark with your cheating Cora. That's where we're at, Ken. Those are the facts, period.
Well, the whole league is doing it. You think Cora is the only – you think the Red Sox are the only team in the league that was using sticky tack?
They're the ones who have been hurt the most. And those – you can go look those stats and science and your little word problems and anything else you want to get these geeks to throw at us. Look at those. Those are called facts again.
I mean, I don't know what facts you're talking about. So what are you saying? The Red Sox, the pitchers are wilder than other teams in the league?
Since the crack. No, so let's go slow for you because I thought you were the engineer. And I was the one who got fired from a trash company. But let me go slow for you.
The pitchers had a bad spell. We know that.
No. It's more than that. They can't locate the ball anymore because they don't have, you know, Cora's little spite attack glue all over the ball anymore.
Well, Barnes struck out the side last night in the ninth. What happened to him?
The most, Ken.
The bullpen looked fine.
He's a sitting bum.
Okay.
And he's a loser, and they should have never brought him back.
Ken, you line up behind Lou and suggest that the only explanation when it comes to the performance of the Red Sox of late is they were facing some really strong lineups, correct?
Well, no. I mean, probably there are some guys that have had to adjust. I would agree. But the spin rate facts are as they are. You doubt Alex Spears' RPM study?
I really honestly wonder if you could actually try and check the work on the RPM measures that they've been given. Like, what is somebody going to say? No, it was actually 221 revolutions per minute. Like,
well, there are other teams where it's been noticeable.
Okay. All I'm saying is that the Red Sox are in this position regarding the public opinion because they brought back a guy who created the biggest and most successful cheating apparatus in modern baseball history. So whenever there is smoke, people will think there's fire because of the manager. And that's something that you can't get butthurt about, Lou or Ken. That's what you do, and that's what happens when you rehire a cheater.
Like, nobody in around the country is saying it's only the Red Sox that are cheating. They were doing it more than any other team.
Nobody's saying they're not the only one. What we're saying is they have zero tolerance.
So what? Do you think baseball should fire Cora?
Absolutely, if they were doing it. 100%.
I don't even think the Red Sox have been brought up nationally. I think it's just a local thing.
Right. Totally local thing.
Well, what national baseball coverage do we watch? I mean, what are we talking about?
Like, I don't know. Peter Gammons or
Peter Gammons.
He's
relevant.
He's been on TV for 30 years.
If Alex Cora were allowing something to go on,
mm-hmm.
even if the entire, every team in the league were doing it,
mm-hmm.
but it was cheating, would the Red Sox not need to...
No, because is that really cheating if everybody's doing it?
Correct.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like that answer.
But it's not. I mean, the whole league had accepted that that's the way it's done.
Like, it's one thing, all right?
What did you say, Ken, when the Patriots fans said everybody in the league was doing what they were doing with Spygate? They were just doing it in a different part of the stadium.
Well, that was not conclusive that every other team was doing it. To the lengths to which they were breaking into teams' locker rooms to steal play sheets?
I asked you about filming. I said, what was your reaction when you heard Herman Edwards and Don and Jimmy Johnson and other guys, Bill Cowher, say that it wasn't an advantage?
Bill Cowher didn't say the Steelers cheated that way.
Ken, you call Tom Brady a cheater all the time.
Right.
Well, he probably did deflate the football, yeah.
So you don't think there were other quarterbacks in the NFL deflating the football?
I don't think so.
No, we knew there were. We knew.
You knew there were, Ken.
Aaron Rodgers,
we
don't know there were. Aaron Rodgers was inflating the football.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Peyton deflated. Manning, Tom Brady.
We know Peyton Manning deflated football.
No, yes, Eli. He and Brady went to the NFL to change the rules on it.
Eli was putting him in the oven. We know Eli was putting him in the oven.
Well, it's proof. Yes, they went to the league, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning got caught deflating footballs.
No, they changed the rule.
Oh, he didn't get caught. Brady got caught. Sorry, that's the difference.
You think that Tom Brady is a cheater, but Alex Cora isn't.
The whole league is doing it.
Answer the question.
I think it's totally different. Wiggy's right.
Do you think Alex Cora is a cheater?
In this case, no. The whole league's doing it.
Okay.
Or was.
So everybody's doing it. It's okay.
Correct.
Okay.
That is unbelievable. The way you discuss Tom Brady, a great idea. Great point by you, Wiggy.
But it's the same way I felt about Brady and the deflated footballs. Everybody was doing it. So, like, the fact that they came down on him, I thought was wrong.
Is it okay to cheat in the Vax lottery and go get vaccinated four or five additional times?
Ooh.
Does that increase your odds? You get five entries?
I would think you get five entries, right? I think you get better odds.
Well, you take a bunch of family members.
Everybody's doing it as a defense. That is just laughable.
Hello, Ethan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, we need to bring cheating back in baseball. It's a dying sport. Nobody wants to watch it. Let them put whatever they want to put on the ball. Let them use roids. I don't want to see it get taken out by basketball.
Mm. I mean, it is, I guess, what makes the game exciting. I mean, I don't know.
Well, isn't watching a no-hitter, isn't that entertaining?
It can be. Right. Yeah, but the strikeouts had gotten out of whack. You would admit that.
But I wonder how much of that is just guys swinging for the fences versus, you know, trying to hit for contact. I'm with the call, like, listen, if these guys want to gas up a little bit and that's going to help them hit the long ball, I think it's entertaining. I enjoy seeing what's going on in San Diego right now with Fernando Tatis Jr. Like, entertain me watching baseball.
And one note on this, just for Ken and the Brady comparison. The reason this is a story with the Red Sox is because when they were, quote, caught, they sucked. When Tom Brady was, quote, caught, he won four more Super Bowls. So it's kind of different.
This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, anyway, I had something as a football question for Wiggy.
Yeah.
Hey, Wiggy. I'm kind of confused. Reporters, one minute they say the Patriots have the most extensive offense in the NFL, the hardest to learn, but then they say it's a dink and dunk offense. How can it be both?
You know why? Because the reporters don't know. They don't know about the offense. Every offense in the NFL is difficult to learn for a lot of people, right? It's just more about how players pick that offense up. And, you know, there might be some that use terminology different to make it easy, but all offenses are difficult.
Well, but based on what Bill said yesterday, Cam now knows the technology.
Yeah, well, Cam's way ahead of where he was last year.
Terminology.
At this time, there's no question about that.
He's got it all down now. He's ahead of where he was last year.
On June 16th, he was scrapbooking in North Carolina.
But Charlie Weiss said this, and I agree. I expect Cam to be much further along in the offense where he is right now. I won't go last year, Curtis, because I know he wasn't there. But by the end of the last season, I believe and I would expect him to be much further along in this offense just in those couple of months.
All right, coming up, kind of a sad story about Vince Wilfork that we're just learning today.
I saw that,
so
man.
We'll get to that and other things coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
To the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
at 9:15 or thereabouts, Curtis wants to put a potential douche move in front of the jury, so we will get to that. Some sad news this morning, because Vince Wilfork's son has been arrested. He was arrested in May, it turns out, for stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry from his dad.
Awful.
Crazy.
His two Super Bowl rings, two AFC championship rings, and his college championship ring from Miami. Apparently, Vince was alerted to this by a Patriots fan who reached out because he had purchased some of the rings for $62,000. The value is over $300,000.
Right. And he stole an Ordway Winey Award, which is priceless.
But, I mean, you know, obviously, I guess, I don't know where you keep your hardware, but Vince must, I guess at some point he began to suspect his son
must have known something was going on. We don't, like, because they didn't really get into details on, obviously, why the kid did it. So, you know, we can only speculate. But I keep mine right on my dog's bed where he sleeps.
Oh, I see.
Good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Like a guard dog.
Oh, he's a pit bull.
There's one element of good news in the story, because the gentleman that purchased $62,000 worth of these, thinking that they were sanctioned by Vince himself, returned the rings to the police. So
yeah,
all of the memorabilia is back, hopefully, with Vince Wilfork.
Yeah. Well, I gather that there must be obviously something going on family wise.
That's a lot of bread, though. 300 grand
to steal from your old man.
I mean, we see that all the time.
Vince might be underrated when it comes to Patriot history. Like, he was unbelievable for a guy his size. Spectacular!
Oh
player.
My God, he absolutely
was. You know
what,
Curtis? I think he got.
I was surprised it was only two rings.
Right.
When I saw the story,
I think he got a lot of credit, though. I think Vince is kind of.
No, he's beloved. Because the nose tackle is not really a glamorous position.
Right.
But he was a guy that fell to them like miraculously. I mean, I remember Mel Kiper flipping out that the rich just got richer.
His son is 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's crazy.
I mean, you know, this is the issue. You know, you have these kids. You do everything for them. You know what I mean, Ken? Where's the thanks? When does the thanks come?
Uh-oh.
You're getting them into to see rappers at the Grand.
Right.
I mean, where's
paying for their college?
Paying for their college? Where's the thanks?
Yeah. Come on, Bree, step up.
It's right. Exactly.
Now they're stealing your Super Bowl rings.
Now, he made $60 million in his career. Do you think he's... I mean... Not to like go with the dollars and cents of it, but do you think he's hard up for that kind of money that his son wanted? He couldn't borrow it from him, or
no? At some point, you have to. I hate to break it to you, because you probably will never do this, but at some point you have to cut them off, and
off the son.
They have to get out in the world and make hay for themselves.
Yeah, if the kid's stealing from you and he's stealing that type of stuff, what he knows is that valuable to his dad. There's probably more stuff going on that we don't know about, you know, that leads somebody down that road, you know what I mean? So who knows what that situation is. Clearly, you know, there's some type of issue there. Just the fact that, you know, you get that stuff back is because that guy had to be a really good guy to give back, the Super Bowl rings.
Well, he purchased stolen property, so you have to do that. You're required to do that.
But he could have kept his mouth shut.
I'm sure in the memorabilia world that doesn't happen that often.
You can't buy something that is stolen, and it's like the art from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Like, you can never show that to people because it's stolen artwork.
Right, but if you buy something that's stolen...
It's not your fault?
No, are you really... How many people are you showing that are going to snitch on you? He's probably showing his boys, hey, look at my ring I got here. That's in the album.
No, if you spend $62,000 on Vince Wilfork's Super Bowl ring, you want to display that to everybody.
I don't know.
You want to put that in your man town or something.
Yeah,
and put it
on
display.
So the people coming in your man town, I would hope you'd have a better connection with them, that they wouldn't be like, hey, where'd you get that ring from? You go, oh, I bought it off eBay. That's it. No more questions asked. Now they're going to start digging into it. Drew, it was a hot ring.
What those rings would have made a great Vax-a-Millions prize, like an additional prize in Vax-a-Millions. Win Vince Wilfork's Super Bowl ring if you get vaccinated.
Curtis says $100 will do it.
You think I was questioning my? You think I was questioning my uncle when he brought home Nintendo and Duck Hunt? What? So, okay. All right, plug it into the television.
Were the labels worn off from use?
Plug it into the TV and let's play this thing.
You know what we could do to kill two birds with one stone? Have Baker issue an incentive for the vaccine to be a random winner's co-host of the Greg Hill Show.
That's a great idea. We should do that. We got to hurry, though. That co-host announcement is coming soon.
Too quick, actually. Might want to slow down.
We got to do that quick. This is Buzz from Brockton. What's up, Buzz?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to clarify that Brady was punished for not cooperating with the investigation, and pretty much scientifically, I can't say totally proven, but scientifically, they showed that the air in the football was not let out. And thank you. I got those WEEI pens, by the way.
All right, Buzz. What was the first thing you used them for? A letter to a friend or... writing a check?
Oh, no.
Did you write a haiku?
On eBay. They're right now, they're selling for like $150 each.
On eBay.
Speaking of theft of memorabilia, this texter is correct. The documentary on the theft of the Brady shirts that Fox did is really good.
Excellent.
I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it's really good. The Super Bowl, remember the Super Bowl jersey? Yeah.
He should have sold them things.
Tom Brady doesn't need to sell his memorabilia.
No, not Brady, the guy who stole them. Probably got some good money for that.
Well, he had done it multiple times. That was like his thing, the guy. So,
but that's the issue. He knew he was being searched, so he didn't, because he knew he'd be found if he tried to sell those.
Well, you got to watch the documentary. All right, don't comment until you've watched the documentary.
No, I haven't seen the documentary.
All right, let's get to this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Well, Vladimir Putin be wearing his Patriots Super Bowl ring when he meets with Biden today?
Oh.
What do you think?
Well, he's probably, Russia's playing Finland right now.
Oh.
And that is it Euro Cup?
Yeah. Would you be okay with the Bruins trading Patrice Bergeron for Vladimir Putin?
Hell yeah.
You would? Okay.
Guy scores 16 goals in a game.
All right. I just wanted to check on that. All right. Here is the code word this hour. It is perform. P-E-R-F-O-R-M, perform. You can text that code word to this number, 72881, right now. That's 72881. Just text the code word perform to that number, and you'll be in the running to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest.
Because the Islanders goalie, who was he again?
Varlamov.
And what is he?
He's Russian.
Think about how many goals Putin would have had in that game.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, you have to let every.
Yeah,
you're right. All right. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. And it'll take you a moment or two, that's all, to download the Odyssey app, and then you can take us wherever you go. Any word on when Greg's List, my music station, is debuting on the Odyssey app, Ken?
I didn't check on that over the break.
Okay.
You got no info on that either?
No, I don't. We'll keep you updated.
What comes first?
Greg's List or a co-host?
Yeah.
Or the Bruins trade Patrice Bergeron?
I'll go with Patrice Bergeron.
You know what?
Gets paid, traded.
Co-host comes before Cam Newton completes a pass during minicamp. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.